Genesis chapter 8. God remembered Noah, all the animals, and all the livestock that were with him in the ark. So God is thoughtful even for animals, not just for people. He's really sensitive to absolutely everything. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. The deep's fountains and the sky's windows were stopped, and the rain from the sky was restrained. The waters receded from the earth in going and returning. After the end of 150 days, the waters decreased. The ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month on Ararat's mountains. The waters receded until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. You can imagine Noah and his family looking out of the window that was in the ark. It happened at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ship which he had made. He sent out a raven. It went back and forth until the waters were dried up from the earth. He sent out a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from the surface of the ground. But the dove found no place to rest her foot, and she returned to him into the ship, for the waters were on the surface of the whole earth. He put out his hand and took her and brought her to him into the ship. He waited another 7 days, and again he sent the dove out of the ship. The dove came back to him at evening, and behold, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from the earth. He waited another 7 days and sent out the dove, and she didn't come back to him any more. In the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from the earth. Noah removed the covering of the ship and looked. He saw that the surface of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. God spoke to Noah, saying, "Go out of the ship, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, including birds, livestock, and every creeping thing, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth." That's just what God had told Adam and Eve. So this was like creation happening all over again. It was a new start. And you can imagine Noah and his family stepping out into this clean new world. So Noah went out with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, and every bird, whatever moves on the earth, went out of the ship. Noah built an altar to Yahweh and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Yahweh smelled the pleasant smell. And Yahweh said in his heart, "I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, because the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike everything living as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will not cease." So we know from what the Bible says, what God says in his heart, that God, who is so far away from us, we know what he thinks because he reveals it to us in his word. And he's promised that he's not going to do this again. And that he recognizes that man's heart is set upon evil from his youth. So again, we've got to recognize that our problem is our mind, it's our heart. And it is always imagining bad things. What if I did that? What if that were to happen? Or what about that? And that's why real Christianity is all about how we think. It's about being spiritually minded. It is about receiving the Holy Spirit, the new mind, the new spirit, the new heart.